This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And thank you very much for tuning in tonight, everybody. And a special shout-out goes to our military women and men that are listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out to the Warriors here for the Warrior Games in Tampa up until Sunday night when they have the closing ceremonies at the Amalie Arena, 7 p.m. Now, also, our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things going, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You can always go there to get our podcast and to listen to the show live if you can only get it on the Internet. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president is on his way to Japan, and he left right after giving the speech to the Faith and Freedom Coalition yesterday in Washington, D.C., and here's what he had to say before he scooted out of town.
We're fighting for all Americans, and we're embracing the faith community. We are embracing it like it hasn't been embraced in many, many years. You know that. And when we're doing that, we're uplifting our nation. We're greatly uplifting our nation. When I asked for your support in 2016, Americans of faith were under assault. But the shameful attempt to suppress religious believers ended the day I took the oath of office.
Now, the significant news out of all of that is what happened afterwards. You're familiar with Ralph Reed?
Yes, right.
Well, the evangelical group that Ralph Reed is affiliated with has announced they're going to spend $50 million on pro-Trump get-out-the-vote efforts.
Well, that's really significant, very, very significant, because, you know, the president has shown, Captain, that he is willing to, you know, to fight for people of faith, for what they believe in, for their rights to be heard, I believe that the evangelical community finds that they have someone they can trust very much in the White House.
Right. Now, the thing we're going to talk about next, probably for all of the next segment, ladies and gentlemen, is the Democratic debate, which went on last night down in Miami, Florida. And Kyle, probably the scariest thing that was said all night long was said by Bill de Blasio in his closing words, and I'm going to repeat them word for word. You ready?
Yes.
I want to do for America what I've done to New York. God help us. You know, I know what he's done to New York, and it ain't good.
No, and of course, roughly translated, folks, that means head for the hills.
Yeah, if you think you got it bad in California, the results in New York City are just as bad, if not worse. And by the way, his proposal to solve the problem in America is to tax all the wealthy people 70% of their earnings.
Yeah, exactly. He, you know, Bill de Blasio, once again, on the debate stage tonight, repeated his oft phrase that he says, which is, there's all kinds of money in America. It's just in the wrong hands. So don't worry, everybody. Bill de Blasio is going to figure out who's got the money and then where that money's going to go and change it from, you know, hand to hand, I guess. And, you know, it just, all of this, Captain, is the same old kind of stuff. And he is particularly notorious for these kinds of statements, you know.
Yeah, and Bill de Blasio is the last person on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen, a full-blown, full blue-eyed, blue-colored socialist. You do not want him running this country. He has ruined New York City and very well might not get elected next time around.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, you talked about the marginal rate, you know, once the 70% rate. Well, then Elizabeth Warren as well, you know, she was talking about this wealth tax, you know.
That's a Beto O'Rourke deal.
Oh, Beto O'Rourke as well. Well, they were talking
right.
about this whole thing of, you know, again, you know, we're going to look at your wealth. We're going to find out what you have. And in fact, even Chris Matthews, I think, was talking to Elizabeth Warren following the debate, asking her about, you know, how are you going to value the things that the so-called rich people have and so forth. And she said it'd be pretty easy because, you know, they get, you know, these expensive paintings valued to borrow against for loans and these kinds of stuff. And it just, it's the kind of thing, Captain, that once again, we're going to create a more class envy. We're going to create class, class struggle in this country. That's what they want to do.
And because of the way the tax laws are currently set up with the LLCs, which is a corporation, small limited liability corporation, where you take all of your income, your personal income, your business income, put it together, that involves a lot of ma and pa small businesses that gross a couple $100,000 to $300,000 a year. They would be caught up in this, and guess what? They would get stuck with that tax rate. It would put almost every one of them out of business tomorrow.
Well, right, and go and talk to any of them, Captain, and find out if they think that they're paying their fair share. They probably think they're paying more than their fair share.
That's right, because the assessments they get put on them are actually higher than they are on the higher corporations with the bigger amounts of revenue.
Exactly. And again, it's all about, and don't worry, we're going to get billions of dollars.
All righty, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren and more discussion about the Democratic primary last night in Miami. It was a mess. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are.
Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thanks a lot there, Mr. Mike, and we appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for about 3 years now, and my worst enemy with all the injuries that I've had over the years is arthritis. And I've had medication that I took for about 10 years, Mobic, Flexeril. Once in a while, it had a side effect to it, make you feel a little woozy, and I cannot have that in the business that I'm in. Certainly can't drive a vehicle that way. And I just decided, well, had enough, give it up, and I decided to take Aleve. Now, the problem with the Aleve was I was taking 2 in the morning for breakfast, 2 in the afternoon for lunch, 2 at night for dinner, and that's 6 a day. And the problem you can have with Aleve is that it starts internal bleeding, and that's not a good idea. So when Relief Factor came along and I heard about it, I said, well, I'll give this a shot. And I did it just the way that you'll be able to do it. You try the starter pack for $19.95, and it goes for about 3 weeks to a month, depending on how you're doing it. And then they start with the regular shipments to you monthly. It's taken out of your credit card or your debit card account, and you don't even worry about it. And it does not cost all that much. Okay, $19.95 is what it costs to start. I would suggest anybody that's in pain gives it a shot, and you can do that by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big logo link that's right there for Relief Factor, or just go right to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be glad you did, and I want to know how you're doing once you try that. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, did you hear a lot of conversation in the debate last night about our veterans?
Just a little bit, I believe, yes.
And the little bit that was said wasn't said in a really positive manner, because yesterday we had huge news down here in Florida where our governor signed legislation, a new VA assist bill, which helps the veterans down here with traumatic injuries get things like, oh gosh, service dogs, which can cost a lot of money, and the veterans have sometimes had a problem trying to get service dogs. Well, this is going to help them in one respect, as well as many other areas.
Well, exactly right. I don't know that the Democrat debates were highly focused on veterans' issues in that way.
Well, they were in Florida, right?
Right.
This was a Florida law that got signed by the governor yesterday here in Tampa, right?
Right.
And they failed to mention it.
Exactly. Well,
and it was important.
Well, I think that, well, their message last night was much more along the lines of the Medicare for all and this kind of thing. And, you know, there was an interesting question, Captain, that was asked of all the candidates on the stage, and that was, who supports absolutely eliminating private health insurance? And I think Elizabeth Warren and Bill de Blasio were the only ones who to raise their hands for that. But that is part and parcel of where all this is leading, and I think even the other candidates know that, but the American people certainly don't want to eliminate private health insurance.
Well, here's the problem. Let me read you some of these quotes, because I'm not going to waste my time playing everything that they said. I'm just going to highlight and pick. Well, this is what they do with the Republican, so I'm going to do it with the Democrats. First of all, Juan Castro, who doesn't have a bad chance in hell of getting the nomination, said, well, the deaths of the asylum-seeking dad and baby daughter should piss us all off. Well, it does, but then again, they were already granted the process. They were already on the list in Mexico, and all they had to do was stay where they were at in Mexico. And instead, they tried to jump the shark. They tried to get here by coming across the Rio Grande border, and both of them drowned.
Yeah, and it is a very, very sad thing. There's no doubt about it. But it also, it seems so terrible that this would be politicized in such a way, because, again, there is a process to be done here.
And it was done, and they were in the system, and they didn't have to do anything except sit in Mexico and wait.
Exactly right. And perhaps that's what we should have heard from that debate stage.
That's not what we heard, though.
Well, of course not, because, again, it's trying to, you know, we're going to make everybody angry. Well, nobody revels in the death of these two individuals, the father and the daughter. That's a terrible thing. But at the same time, what we should have heard from the debate stage was, but if we have a system in place, we need the system to work, and we need to send the signals to those who are waiting on the other side of the border for that system to play out, that it will play out in time. Mm-hmm. And in other words, we should be having a united voice to those who want to come to this country and not give them the idea that, you know, hey, it's open borders, that kind of thing.
And then we had Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, the senator from Minnesota. She had two statements. First of all, she said that Mr. Inslee's claim on abortion rights leadership was not accurate. In other words, she was trying to shoot down one of her opponents that was up there on the stage with her, right?
Right.
And then she said Trump was 10 minutes away from going to war. Well, let me correct that. We were never going to war. We were doing a calculated strike against some of the targets that were targeting our drone, targeting other vessels, monitoring ship movements in the Gulf of Oman and the Straits of Hormuz, which is not going to war.
Well, no, it's not, and that's just a sensationalistic way of trying to exacerbate the situation and make it seem like, you know, this was all, you know, out of control. It wasn't, and so they have to find some angle on why President Trump, this whole issue with Iran and then the pulling back of the strikes, and the president made it very clear why he pulled back on the strikes. It wasn't that we were going to war. It was that we're trying not to go to war.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had Cory Booker. and he talked about the opioid crisis, and he blamed pharma for being criminally liable.
Well, sure. Well, that's also another way of sensationalizing things, you know, and really trying to get to those sound bites, because one of the things that every single one of those candidates had to do tonight, number one, they had to say something that was going to stand out, something that was going to cut through the noise. And then on a sort of a secondary way, I think a lot of them were trying to overcome how, you know, I think Elizabeth Warren was sort of dominating a lot of this. At least that's sort of how it came off to me.
Well, she had to do something because Pocahontas was at the bottom of the heap.
Well, right. And so it just depends on how they had to see that, how the dynamics of all this was going to go. And she was trying to make some pretty forceful statements. But, you know, Captain, one of the most interesting things about this whole debate tonight, we're going to see the other group later on tonight, and that is that there doesn't really seem to be anybody up on that stage who looks like they could simply step into the role of president.
I'll tell you who it isn't.
Who's that?
Beto O'Rourke.
Well,
once again, he got caught yesterday lying about what the president had to say, and he just keeps repeating the lie, and nobody's calling him on it.
Well, right, exactly right. And also, of course, just there's no, and here's this word that came around a couple of election cycles ago, the gravitas.
Yeah.
There just doesn't seem to be that gravitas there. There's a lot of animosity against Donald Trump. There's a lot of animosity about people in America who have been successful, and this goes back to what I was saying earlier about creating this class warfare.
Yeah. Well, first of all the Dems seem to decry the administration's immigration policies, right?
Well, of course, yes.
And, of course, they're following the laws that are in place, right?
Right.
And who put those laws in place to begin with and made the different adjustments to them, say, within the past 10 years?
Well, Congress, yeah.
And Barack Obama through his executive actions and orders. So while the president has tried to make some changes, and by the way, keeps talking about we must change the asylum law in this country, what have they done?
Well, nothing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're making a big deal out of what we'll talk about in the next segment, the border money of $4.6 billion now. The Senate jacked it up another from 4.5 to 4.6. We'll get into that. But when you got people like Bill de Blasio calling for a 70% tax on the wealthy, when you got people like de Blasio and Warren saying, well, we must end private insurance so we can have our own insurance for all run by the government because we know better. No, they don't. That is a huge mistake. And anybody that falls for that doesn't understand what it's like. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan, because it ain't going to happen.
No, it's not. And quite frankly, as Elizabeth Warren talked about insurance companies, that, you know, they just want to bring in as many dollars and pay out as little dollars as they can. And I thought to myself, well, that's exactly what government-run health care would do. Talk about denying people.
And you know what kills me about all this?
What's that?
How much money do you think they're taking from the health care PACs for their reelection campaign?
Well, yeah, who knows?
They're all getting money. Every one of them. Every one of them. Mark my words and go look it up.
Exactly right.
All right. We'll be right back. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, with us. It's a Thursday morning. We hope you're having a great morning wherever you're at. A little warm in some areas, but we'll get to all that in a little bit. I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the immigration crisis at the southern border is made worse by existing laws.
Have them because the law incentivizes criminals to bring children up and use those criminals to get people into our country.
He said he thought Congress would approve humanitarian aid.
And I believe the House is going to also be getting together with the Senate. Hopefully they can get something done.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren says detained immigrant kids have turned into pawns.
These children did not commit a crime. These children pose no threat to people here in the United States of America, and yet they are locked up for weeks, for months.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed White House counselor Kellyanne Conway. She didn't show up to a hearing for violating the Hatch Act 10 different times. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the One Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And this segment of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I want you to go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, because take a look at all the different things they have to offer, all the different products. Now, what you're going to notice is it's not just about car or truck insurance for the vehicle you're driving. They cover everything that you can possibly operate, a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, a snowmobile, and it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too. Now, you see, that's because Geico has been saving people money for over 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, the captain. So check them out online, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, or go to your phone book under insurance and look up to see who your local Geico insurance agent might happen to be. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, just wrapping up this Democratic thing here, the campaign, the Trump campaign, bought a bunch of YouTube ads before the Democratic debate and was running them on YouTube. Apparently, a lot of people are saying, well, YouTube is the way to go. It's a great thing. It's this, it's that. Well, maybe it is, but YouTube is all about advertisements, regardless of what you want to watch, correct?
Well, yeah, a lot of times there are ads that play before something that you want to see, exactly. Yeah.
Or they stop what they're playing, and then they run an ad in the middle of it and say, okay, and now back to our whatever.
Right, yeah. Some of them are broken up and you have different ads.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't want ads on your YouTube thing that you want to watch, then you pay for the service and you don't have the ads. That's how they get rid of that. So that's how they're making money, correct?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Now, we talked about Cory Booker and what he had to say, but the other problem here is immigration and the health care debacle. Immigration, nobody seems to agree with what the president's doing. Again, I pointed out, as did you, that a lot of these policies were put in place by the Obama administration need to be changed, especially the asylum provision, which is what's allowing them all to come here and get across the river and go, asylum, asylum, you know, and here they are, right?
Well, right. Well, the idea of asylum is become sort of nebulous in terms of how it's being applied. Yeah,
yeah, and they've all been coached how to do it. Mm-hmm. So who won the debate, Kyle? You watched it. I didn't.
Well, that's a really, really good question. I don't know that there really was a clear winner, per se, because everybody was simply, jockeying. Some of the lesser-known candidates might feel that they're going to get a little bit of a bump. I think, as you were mentioning earlier, I think Elizabeth Warren, she was one of the strongest voices there.
She had to assert herself because she was at the bottom of the heap. She drifted way down, was starting to come up again with some of the polls we've been seeing, so she had to assert herself.
Well, exactly. But I think the real question in the end is going to be, can the Democrats formulate a policy platform that Americans are going to want to get behind? So far, if we have the a very, very strange idea of Medicare for all, or we have this idea that, don't worry, we're going to start taxing left and right, but it'll all be okay because everyone's going to get a living wage, and there's going to be universal health care and universal pre-K and universal child care, all this stuff, and they're going to hear all this, and people are going to say, well, how are we actually going to get to that point? So if they're just only going to promise pie in the sky, that's one thing, but they have to be able to go up against Donald Trump and the fact that he is the president, and number two, they have to have some kind of clear path of how they're going to get somewhere without simply saying, oh, don't worry, we'll tax the rich.
Okay, so now we had the House of Representatives pass the $4.5 billion border aid measure. They sent it over to the Senate. The Senate added some things to it and brought it up to a $4.6 billion border aid measure. Now it goes back to the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi is trying to get her caucus to agree on what the Senate had to say when they made a few switcheroonies, if you will. That could be interesting.
Well, it sure could, and I think it passed by 84-8 in the Senate. So that's
huge. Because they amended it the way they wanted it.
Well, of course, yeah. But so now it's going to back. They have to harmonize it essentially with the House. But this whole issue is so incendiary that it's almost as if no matter what is done or what is said, it's going to cause some kind of huge controversy. But in the end, though, you've got the money that's being asked for. For example, $2.9 billion of this is to care for the unaccompanied minors who are crossing the border. So these are real people that we're talking about. And so the politicalization of it all, and they have to try to pass the bill or get it harmonized and at the same time criticize Donald Trump for running concentration camps, for which I think Pelosi hasn't even really come out against also in terms of what those statements that were made.
Well, the concentration camps, that one of them was shut down that they complained about, they went in and they made some changes, cleaned it up, did whatever it is that they had to do. Then instead of bringing in 500 or 600 or 700 people that were in there to start the issue, they brought in 100, and they're still griping about it. But it's much better off than what it was.
Well, sure, and that the whole point is to make everything better and try to move it forward. But
now there's big news about something else here, and it is the fact that Bank of America, who has financed a lot of this operation, come to find out, for the private controlled detention centers, Bank of America has actually stopped funding this private detention company.
That's right. Yeah, they say they're no longer going to finance those operators of the private detention facility.
All right, well, let's take a caller here and see what the question is. Good morning, caller. What's your question?
Hey, it's Cassidy. How are you doing?
Hey, Cassidy. How are you?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys have any idea of what is going on at the border. I mean, remember we had troops there for a while, barbed wire on top of barbed wire.
Yep.
And throwing tear gas and things of that nature. So I'm just curious, like,
right.
did they all just walk away?
Oh, no.
Open?
Nope.
Are they still building the wall?
Nope. Yep, I will let you know right now. Thanks, Cassidy. Okay, and here's, I got a call yesterday, Kyle, and some pictures sent to me from the Yuma, Arizona area, where there is a group of pastors from Florida and around the country that are down taking a tour along the border. Now, a lot of what was going on was classified because we were near, they were near a military area, which, by the way, the Marine Corps and the Navy have an installation down there in Europe, Europe. I almost said, well, I did say Europe, in Arizona, California on the border, and they're well secured with what they've got. But they've been building the wall, Kyle, very quietly, east of Yuma, out into the Arizona desert, and west of Yuma, out into the California desert, without a lot of fanfare, a lot of publicity, and all that stuff. It's been going on. Nobody's talking about it. And the areas where they used to have a real, real serious problem are being shut down. And the Mexican border is on, Mexican military is on the border through that section to act as a shield to turn them around on the Mexican side. That's what I know is going on in that area.
Well, exactly right. And a lot of the reasons why they're there now, of course, is because the president has been threatening these tariffs and actually getting some movement on that. And if not for the Congress and the Democrats who just want to resist, we might even be in a better position because, again, when you have these walls in place, you have these barriers there, the crime goes down or the illegal crossings go down and so forth. So also it means that people have to go through an actual border crossing facility.
Right. And if the people want to find out what's going on, there's going to be two of the pastors that went with the group along with Colonel Mike McAllister that will be at the Tampa Club 45, Florida, which is the newest Trump club over in Hillsborough County. They'll be at the River Church July 18th. I'll be there, too, and they'll be talking about their experience. Now, the new wall, Kyle, is actually 30 foot high above the ground through those areas and 6 feet below the ground. And the thing of it is the facility where they process those in custody is clean. It smells right. There's no overcrowding. There's no wire or chicken confine or any Constantine wire or any of that stuff that you've been hearing about. It looks like it's very nice. They have a baseball fence up, you know, like in a baseball park where they have it to protect you from foul balls.
Right.
They have that sort of thing up there. And this group that's been talking to me that can't say a lot about what's going on have been meeting not only with the Border Patrol people down there. They also met with the Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security down there, and the Chief of the Border Patrol came down there, too, to show them what was going on. And they received a bunch of classified briefings. And again, I can't get into any of that, but July the 18th, come see us at the River Church. You'll find out. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So, Cassidy, I hope that answered your question. All right, folks. Meantime, we're coming back. Going to take a look at the highways and byways as we stroll on out the door with a little low rider.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved
proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
CCR for you, Creedence Clearwater on Revival, Born on a Bayou back in the day. And, of course, that was very popular. And we play a lot of this oldies but goodies stuff here back from the 70s and sometimes the 60s, just to reminisce a little bit. All right, this portion of the program, your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Now, you're starting to see some of these truck stops that were acquired by Pilot and by Flying J change their names over and being remodeled and whatnot, all for the good, the goodness of being out on the highways and byways, and we'll tell you all about why and what's going on there. But first, got to get to the significant weather that's out there, because storms predominantly across the northern tier of the United States right now, South Dakota, the southern part of North Dakota, and also Montana. We got some problems there. Weather-wise, we'll get right to it right now. Now, I'll start with Montana. In the north-central part of Montana, along the Canadian border, all the way over to the northeastern part with the borderline with North Dakota, in the northern part of Montana, we've got rain, heavy rain, flooding predicted and forecast for many of those areas. Been going on. It's a second-day rain. It looks like it might go a third day. And the potential for severe thunderstorms is also present in lower portions of Montana today, so be on the lookout for that. But right now, you do have significant thunderstorms from the western end of South Dakota, Rapid City included, all the way across to the just about the east end of the state with the border with Minnesota right now. You also, on the southern end, of North Dakota, in about 50 miles from west to east, almost again to the Minnesota border, have that same line of storms that are bringing high winds, bringing damaging hail, and bringing heavy rain and flash flood watches and warnings. Now, very large hail have been associated with these storms, some bigger than golf ball size, and significant straight line winds have been historically present in these storms that have been moving across all night long from the northern Rockies into the northern plains. So be careful. Be careful if you're in South Dakota, North Dakota, or heading up into Montana tonight. Now, out west, the big problem out west in Arizona is the fire threat advisory that's been posted. Very dry conditions. They expect there will be some dry thunderstorms with lightning that could possibly start a fire almost anywhere out there in those dry regions, so be on the lookout. As well as the western part of Colorado, once you clear the top of the rocks and you get down there, I-70 West Grand Junction and over into the eastern part of Utah as well, up into the south central part of Washington State, fire threat advisory strong there, as well as in the central part of California, down pretty much the Sacramento Valley right now, down towards Bakersfield. So be very careful in that area. Now, the other weather that we have to contend with tonight is pretty much over in the East Coast. There is an area of not only dense fog, but also foul air breathing conditions for the metropolitan areas of New Jersey, New York City, Delaware, Maryland, and the eastern part of Virginia towards Washington, D.C. So, again, be careful in that area. And one final area to report is just east of Chicago, between Chicago and Gary right now, there is a gully washer going on there coming across I-80, I-90, I-94. And they have a flash flood warning issued for the counties right there south of Chicago to the Indiana line and the first part of Indiana. So, Dave, you might have need for the rowboat. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Ian in Clearwater.
What's up?
I wanted to make two quick points
because
I know you're coming up to the end about the immigration thing.
Yep.
You're on there talking about all the minutiae, the nuts and bolts about the policy and everything. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you two quick points about the immigration thing.
Go ahead.
What you heard at that debate tonight and what these people advocate is one of the many aspects of communism. You see, communism does not believe in borders. They do not believe in national states, nations, or countries. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what undergirds this whole thing. They're not going to come out and say it. That is part and parcel of the communist thing, going way back to when communism, basically as a modern philosophy, was created around the French Revolution. By the way, communism's been here since the days of the Bible, okay, in one form or another. At any rate, the modern incarnation was created around the time of the French Revolution. They don't believe in borders. They believe in a supranational state, i.e. a world government.
Right.
If you remember the seal of the Soviet Union, it showed the planet Earth looking from Russia on down.
Yeah.
And it didn't have any markers denoting borders on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
Because it was supposed to be every country in the world, once the Soviet Union conquered the entire planet,
mm-hmm.
would be an SSR. In other words, if they conquered Argentina, it would have been the Argentine Soviet Socialist Republic. Hence, mm-hmm. no borders. It was a world government. That's why these people sit up there with a straight face and advocate breaking down our borders. They never believed in borders to begin with, because they don't believe in nations, countries, and states. They believe in a world government with them at control. And number two, about communism, you always heard the term the means of production, right?
Yep.
Okay, that defines let me tell you what the means of production is in regular street language, okay? Now, I'm not going to curse, but it means they own everything. It means they own everything, lock, stock, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It means they own everything. It means a monopoly, a complete, total monopoly.
Correct.
Of everything.
Correct.
Of everything.
Yep.
Except the air and the sun. And they ain't figured out a way to control that yet.
They will.
That's what these people are advocating while they're posing as champions
mm-hmm.
of the working class and the downtrodden and the middle class.
Absolutely
all
right.
They are, mm-hmm. all they are is people that want to be on top of the pyramid, to oppress the rest of humanity.
Yep.
That's what we're up against. And the sooner and by the way, third point, they're religious fanatics.
Yeah.
No, they're not Christians.
No,
they're not Jews.
They don't want religion.
They do want religion. It's their own religion. It's the religion of Baal.
Yep.
It's the Babylonian system. That's what we're up against, folks. We're up against religious fanatics.
Okay.
It's a Babylonian religion.
Gotta run. Gotta run, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you.
All right. Very good points made by Ian. And when it comes to religion, the religion you're practicing today, whatever it happens to be, that's not what they want. They want to get rid of that. By the way, if they had their way, what did Russia do with the a lot of the different churches, the Christian churches? Gee, they shut them down. Think about that. And by the way, they run the show when it comes to the Catholic Church in Russia. You don't think so? Go there. By the way, Joe Scarborough, just to prove my point, shamed a whole bunch of pro-Trump Christians yesterday and said that they obviously didn't understand what God's meaning of the Bible was all about. Well, I don't think he understands. When we talk about everybody, every man, every woman, every child, and he wants to limit it to certain classes or classifications. Scarborough is, you know, another one of those people, him and Mika, political opposites of the polar planet. By the way, MSNBC's O'Donnell was rattled after Donnie Deutsch predicted that nobody can beat Donald Trump. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Coming up, Ms. Rosemary, after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.